just want to make sure you're ready and we can get started.
For some reason, I didn't get the agenda.
That's all right, I can.
Well.
Yeah, how did you get that?
Because I printed it out from home.
Oh, got it.
Okay, I'll have a.
Yeah, we're recording.
Recording's off, okay, thank you. It's gonna be a very short meeting. Let's go there. Okay, good afternoon, it's 3:04, March 3rd at, March 3rd at 3:04 in the afternoon. Call to order, we have Mr. Halpin is missing. Our attorney Barbara is on the telephone, conference call. Pledge of allegiance.
Dave?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public forum. Oh, excuse me, adopt agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public forum. Yes, your name, please.
Cherie Carlin. I'm curious, we have a new interim general manager and we have nothing on the record in open session about how he was hired, contract, or, and I'd like to know if we are going to get that, because Dane put on his campaign website that it was possibly Friday, last Friday, and then that meeting didn't materialize, and now there's, don't you have to vote in open session when you do a contract?
Well, I wasn't here, but.
Barbara, go ahead.
I think we've reported out. I think we did that hire during the last special meeting.
During the open session?
Yeah, they did, that's true. They did open it and report out, but there was no one in the audience, so.
Well, I was sitting
that
out
was
there.
That was closed.
It was closed. I was sitting out there.
No, and then we went for open. And you guys are still outside.
And then you voted then?
So you just missed it.
Well, that's because the meeting started early.
Correct.
It was posted for 2 o'clock, but it
started
early. All
right, so I guess it will show up on
so we all missed it.
An agenda?
Oh, thank you.
You need an agenda?
Anything else?
Stephen Dowd, I'd like to know how we're going to pay for the new interim general manager.
Christina, can you answer that question?
What do you mean?
How are we paying for the intern?
Me.
Can you clarify your question on how we're going to be paying him?
Budget. Yeah, is it coming out of the budget or how are
I
we
haven't been a part of any of this, so I have no idea how they plan on what funds. I don't know, to be perfectly honest with you. I haven't been kept in the loop with it, so I couldn't tell you what part of our budget they're wanting to take it from. It is a contract, so it's usually like outside services, but nobody's discussed that with me as of right now, so I honestly can't tell you where it's
going. I can make a suggestion, and you're talking about me. I'm looking at the budget now. If the board wishes, I can figure out what different part of the budget the compensation for me is coming out of and report back at the next board meeting if you'd like. I'm still getting, I'm still learning.
Well, this item isn't on the agenda anyway to discuss right now. It's more of just to listen and answer it later.
Yeah. Correct. Okay, anything else? Seeing none, new business. Recruiting firm to hire a new general manager. your baby?
I certainly can, since Dave is not here. Dave was very helpful in calling half of the list. I called half the list, and some of his did not respond, so that's why when I filled in his matrix, his spreadsheet, I grayed out the boxes of those that we either did not hear back from or ones that we heard back from that said that they were not interested because this particular set of criteria that we were looking for was not in their wheelhouse. So those are the gray boxes you see. The other boxes are populated with the information we did receive, and the two contracts that I attached are the two that are most economically competitive, and that is Jeff Smith and Associates and Ralph Anderson and Associates. So both of them provide similar services for many recruitment activities and services. The limitation with Ralph Anderson and Associates is they narrow their focus to California only, where Jeff Smith and Associates looks outside California, and they will do just about anything that we ask them to do as far as from beginning to the search to the end of the negotiations to even setting up the interviews for us and then doing the follow-up work. And they were $25,650, where Ralph Anderson Associates will do the same thing. They'll interview all the candidates and do the screening. They'll also assist during the interview process, so they do provide full services. Their cost was $27,500. It's a difference of $1,850. One said that they could have a candidate for us within about 75 to 90 days. That was Ralph Anderson. Jeff Smith and Associates thought they could have us a list within 1 to 2 weeks because their search is across the nation. So just because their search is across the nation doesn't mean that they're going to give us a list of candidates that would be outside the state. It's just that they do a little bit deeper, broader search. So that's the information we have, and for the board to consider. And for economic reasons, I was suggesting that we go with Jeff Smith and Associates just to save an additional cost of money, do a broader search, especially since we know in this labor market right now it's going to be tough to find a candidate that meets our criteria. A lot of times when I've talked to the recruiters, I heard the same information that Dave has had and the same information that Barbara shared with me, is that it's going to be tough to find an interim in a short period of time because a lot of the interims who are qualified are taking promotions and moving to other places to get a different job, a little bit more money. So I can answer any questions if anybody has them. I brought some of the notes and some of the contracts with me that I went over.
Well, I like...
No.
I'd like to stay just with Ralph Anderson. We've used him before. It's only $1,800. And I just like to stick with him. Let's do it.
I agree with that. I think there's one, they've already worked with our agency.
You've worked before with him, right?
Well, they worked with us to hire our previous one. So, yeah, right. So I'd actually think that being California specific is good for what we're looking for because we obviously are a California agency, and to me it's a little unique animal. I looked at some of the other ones from Jeff Smith, some of their hires, and it didn't appear to me to be as relevant for looking for a GM for a water district. There's a principal membrane chemist, there's a sales and business development manager position they're looking for, inside sales reps. It just doesn't feel to me as much as a GM for a water district, which is what we're looking for. I also like the flat fee for Ralph Anderson. The 26,560 is based off a salary figure. It's 19%. Their contract says, or their proposal says, a fee equal 19% of the hired candidate's guaranteed first year direct cash compensation. We don't know what the first year compensation is going to be for our hire, and it could be more than that. Could be less. But none of us know. And to me, I think getting the flat fee for it is a better. And then the last thing I was going to say is that it looked to me like Jeff Smith has a replacement candidate, I guess, guarantee, if you will, if the employee leaves within 180 days, And Ralph Anderson says that if the GM resigns or is dismissed, they'll do basically another recruitment. If a GM leaves within a year, they'll do another recruitment for basically just the travel expenses and whatever kind of outside expenses, not the professional services that the consultant would charge to basically do a second hire. So for those reasons, I think that Ralph Anderson is the way for us to go.
Okay, thank you. Mike?
Yeah, the biggest thing is going to be the search. So during the interim, that was one of the big issues where you got one good candidate, and once they dropped off, then there was a big vacuum of people that weren't interested, and then they couldn't find any candidates. So that's one of the benefits of being able to go outside of California. One of the things that we do have is, as Dane did say, is that there are specific things specific to California water districts, which may not be the same for people coming from outside, but people in the water industry, as long as you get that focus on people that have been general managers on water districts, it shouldn't be that much of an effect where they can overcome that learning curve. So that's the big issue to deal with, is how broad do we want to do the search? I'm sure if you go up to 150, 160K, it's going to be in the same range of Ralph Anderson, so we're looking at the same 24 to 28,000. So even though it's 19% of salary, it's still pretty much, they're both going to be in the same range. So it's whichever one we decide is going to get us the best net in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this? I'll take a vote on it.
Do you want me to?
You need a motion.
All right. Go ahead,
Jeff. So, the district I'm at, we just are in the final phases of hiring a new general manager. And we actually had a number of good candidates. And part of the process that I think is missing from Jeff Smith is you need to develop a position description and a brochure, and it needs to be publicized, whether it's in the Aqua News or other things like that, and I think it's not really apples to apples, I guess, is my one of my observations between the two. So this almost seems like more like a professional headhunting firm where they just have a bunch of candidates that resumes that they shift to you. But I do think there are a number, and you might be surprised at how many good candidates you might get.
Good. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve, I guess, the agreement with, or adopt Ralph Anderson's proposal.
Is there a second? I can second that, can I? Barbara? Hello?
Yeah, I believe you can.
Yes. I'll second that.
Some discussion with Ralph. Did they do all of the Aqua listings and CSD and all of that stuff?
I believe they did. I mean, I know that they're tied in. They're certainly tied in. I know the CSDA. And
right.
I'm almost positive they are for Aqua as well. So.
I have a contract. Let me see if it's in here real quick. Because that's one of the questions of the 24 that we asked the recruiting firms, and some said they would charge extra for it. Some said they did it automatically, and it looks like they talk about selected advertising. Using selected advertising to supplement the extended candidate identification process, then they do the screening, and then they'll do initial reviews in this video conferencing. So it looks like it's selected advertising, so it's really not specified here. So they may or may not. Looks like they will produce a brochure where Jeff Smith, will do a job description, company information, and job advertisement, in-depth discussion with hiring, where this Ralph Anderson, this firm, will do the brochure. And this is one of the issues of that might be the overlap of the other discussion that we were having about the additional recruitment process. What's the board do? What does the recruiters do? And we decided that we wanted the recruiters to do that. So that may be something that we should further clarify and provide, see if they'll provide those services. If they do, it may be at an additional cost. It was one of our questions, but doesn't look like we have that detailed information. So the way I approached my recruiting firms is I put together an email, sent them all the 24 questions, and then set up conference calls to discuss the answers with them so they at least had them. I'm not sure if Dave did it the same way. He might have. So he might have the answers to those 24 questions, which one of them is, will you be advertising at CSDA, ACWA, AWWA, etc.? So we can certainly follow up on that, but I don't know that it needs to hold up the decision today.
Yeah, I thought this research was already done, so I thought we were going to rock and roll. There was no reason then to have a meeting if we're going to do more research.
Well, if it needs to be clarified that there's going to be an additional charge, we'll have to deal with that some way, somehow then.
Well, there's a motion on the floor. There's a second. All in favor for Jeff? Jeff.
Ralph Anderson.
Ralph Anderson.
Any public comment?
Ralph Anderson.
Your name, please.
Sheree Carlion. Are we going to pay like relocation fees and stuff for potentially for these? We don't get somebody from the area?
No, I don't think
that's that normal.
It's probably something that's negotiated.
That's part.
So.
Negotiation.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Number five, board member requests for additions to future meetings. Mike?
I already did them, so one was for we have to have to provide a certificate of appreciation for Sierra Noka since she is off the finance committee. The other one is we will have to, Jeff will bring this up, we have to have a vote on Ken Pauley because his term has ended also, so he'll have to come back for us to reappoint him for another term. And then we're going to have a discussion on closed session information release, and maybe if Barbara wanted to talk about the procedure on what the best way is once we have information that's going to be released and that may have to go out in public or a press release and stuff, how that should be done as a board.
On information on what, Michael?
So closed session items. So when they have to go out, what's the best way that it should be the first official district information should go out?
Yeah, we can research that.
I was going to talk to Barbara about that, and maybe she could give sort of just a little briefing or a summary or a refresher on that.
Okay. That was all I had for board item request. The only discussion I'll have, and only if it comes up later, is depending on the situation, we may consider looking in at Zoom or Skype if we are restricted to our homes, but we'll see how that goes on down the line.
With Zoom, Skype, you mean
Corona?
In terms of if there is an issue with COVID-19. So for our board meetings, we might have to do Zoom or Skype where people can all dial in from home. And if
we're already set to show up. We're already setting that up. Mm-hmm. It's already being set up. It's going to be a live stream. Cindy?
Just the one item, and that's the Finance Committee activities. I'd like to see that put on the April board meeting agenda. And as I've discussed with Jeff, I will provide you with the drafts that I have of each of these items, and then you can review them with staff, and then we can use those as a starting off point for discussions.
I look forward to it, and I'll work with you on that.
Okay, sounds good. That's all I have.
Thank you. Danny?
Only thing I was going to mention, it's not a request for an item, but one of the last things that Steve, I know, did was we did a letter per the policy for legislation, an opposed letter to AB 2093. It's consistent with our policy. It was a CSCA adopted position, so we just submitted a letter on that. So I could, I don't know if he's forwarded it to the entire board. I'll check, but if not, then I'll obviously make sure it's sent to the general manager so he can forward it out to the board so everyone has that. So the bill, it requires districts to maintain all your emails for 2 years. So there were a number of concerns about that. And so anyways, there was a post letter on that.
Okay. Next meeting will be March 10th at 2 o'clock. Close this meeting.
Make motion to close.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Barb.
That was fast.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, guys.
Nice meeting you all.
Yeah, nice meeting you too, Jeff.